Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
A few bitches on my line, cool. Yeah, I'm about to act a damn fool. Couple zannies in my system, got a couple girls kissing, keep winning, I can't lose. A few bitches on my line, cool. Yeah, I'm about to act a damn fool. Heart beating fast, how long will this last? Yeah, welcome to the wax room.
Yo. Welcome to the very first episode of the Wax Room. Man, it's been a long time coming. Something I've been working on for a long time. If you don't know already, man, my name's Tevo Jones from Tennessee. We up here in Brooklyn. Got my bros here with me. Got my bro Dre sitting across from me.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
Found El Halsey Park.
No doubt.
Oh, let me say that, of course, this is presented by Halsey Park, so, you know, I had to have my guy come in and bless for episode one.
My man, thank you for the free publicity, man. Need that.
And sitting to my right, I got my boy, my blackest friend, my most disrespectful friend, Jeremy Jackson, a.k.a. Germ. What's good, brother?
What's up? What's up, y'all? I don't know what Tebo talking about over here, man. He already talking crazy. Let's go.
Black boy.
Man, it's good to be here with y'all, man. Y'all know how long, man, I've been working on this. Trying to get this into working, man. It's good to see all this is finally coming into fruition. And, you know, nobody else I would want to rather have with my boys than episode one, you know what I mean?
Let's go, baby. Yeah, Black boy juice.
Yeah, man, let's jump in. I'm ready.
All right, man, so cut the bullshit, man. We here to cut the shit with y'all, man. Talk rap shit, talk music shit, talk fashion shit, you know. So, man, first thing on our hearts, man, we got to talk about these Grammy noms, man. What's up with this shit, man?
Yeah, I'm happy about it. I think they did the right thing. Very few snubs like we've seen in year past. I definitely have to say that. I like what they did with SZA. I thought she had one of the most complete bodies of work this year.
Yeah, man, I agree, cuz like it makes you wonder, like, we know all the shit she's been going through with her label, saying like how frustrated she was with Top and all the rest of the people at TDE, and it's just like, if she had this shit in the cut, like,
right,
what's really going on at TDE? Like,
what else she got?
What else is niggas holding? Because I'm thinking, like, I know Absol probably got some heat in the cut. Everybody knows Schoolboy and K-Dot coming. You know Zay is in the cut. You know what I mean?
So 423, like, baby. 423.
Yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to the house.
They just on a different wave right now. Like, everything that they're doing, they've been real perfectionist about it. Like, I can definitely tell that Top Dog has his finger on everything that comes out of TDE, period. Unless you bring in some heat, they're not letting you drop it.
Right.
And I think that's probably what happened with the whole SZA album release delay fiasco. They weren't happy with the product, and until the product was where they wanted it to be, I think they just kind of like held it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, I understand that, but at the same time, it's like, I feel like, I can't speak for females, but I feel like they needed an album like that, you know what I mean? Because it's like,
right,
she's in really in a space of her own, you know. It's like, with that said, I read something recently. I think it was Rolling Stone that said, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was Rolling Stone that said that SZA makes side chick music.
Mm. Right.
Side chick anthems. And she came out and she was like totally like saying like, no, I don't make side chick music. I make, you know, music for everyone. Music, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, at the same time, when you listen to the lyrics, it's like, you know, it's like maybe you do kind of make side chick music a little bit. So I'm like,
yeah, for sure. Let me ask you this, Tevo. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If SZA had came out with this first album, mm-hmm. right? Or it's not her first album, but she came out with this project, because this is the project for SZA.
100%.
If she came out and she flopped on it, is this the end of her career?
I don't think it's the end, because you have, it depends, well, she it depends on how bad the flop was.
SZA been out for a minute, though. SZA been out for a minute.
It depends on how big the flop
but
was.
But this was that album.
It was.
This was the TDE album.
Facts.
I have to come hard on this one. This
she
is
came
yours.
With it. Shout out to SZA,
and this was the project. Like, it was make or break for SZA. And I think that's why they were so sensitive with it. They had to make sure that it was a good album.
So what made this album so good?
That's a great question. The vibes, man. It's like I haven't put on an album. I don't even want to box and ran to say female album. I just want to say album, period. That
facts,
has like
facts.
That type of like neo soul vibe.
Yeah, it was
that,
crazy.
To that extent. I don't know. I mean, so
she
like.
She had a grown man singing 20 something.
Right. She channeled something in everyone that I feel like everybody's been like wanting in the game. So I really like super big ups to SZA. It's an amazing record for
the
SZA.
Amount of dudes that I see on Snapchat singing The Weeknd.
It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable.
It's crazy, yo. Straight unbumptable.
Yo, it
they
makes
really out there singing The Weeknd and then just changing the little right. part so it don't sound like it's coming from the female perspective. Yo.
Hey, shout out to Division, by the way, for the remix, though. That's some heat, too. Some juice.
Yeah.
For sure. I got a lot to say about Division 2, but that's another subject for another time. Let's get into the
rest
of these
nominees,
man.
And in terms of, and I just want to touch on the side chick music. I don't think that so much she is making side chick music. I think that she's just in a generation where women are embracing their sexuality a lot more.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, you had, you know what I'm saying? Like if girls went out and they slept with this dude, or said, yeah, like I was doing this while you was doing this. I know you was fucking with so-and-so, but I'm going to do this. It would be looked down upon. Now, what you see is a huge change in how that perception is, and she embraced it and she put it out there in the world.
She did.
It's like, I can go out here and do my own dirt. I can hurt and still do my dirt, but I'm a woman. I'm comfortable in my sexuality. You gotta take me how I am. I mean, like you see, she gotta have it. You see how the main character and She Gotta Have It is.
Yeah.
SZA basically was putting that in the music.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Spike Lee, by the way. Shout out to Spike Lee.
That's a whole nother.
Yeah, that's a whole.
We're gonna have
topic.
To get into that at another time. But let's get into these nominees, man. Let's start with record of the year, man. The biggest, probably arguably, this and album of the year is probably the biggest awards, you know. So nominated is Childish Gambino, Redbone, Jay-Z, Story of OJ, Kendrick Lamar, Humble, Bruno Mars, 24K Magic, and the Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber, and the Luis Fonsi joint, the Despiado joint. So who y'all got for that?
Man, I honestly think Bruno Mars is going to take it. Not because I think it's the best track. It
reached the most people.
My auntie playing
24K for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's true, but I feel like, let me weed out who I don't think is going to win, period.
All right.
I don't think Jay-Z is going to win, just for the simple fact that he's getting the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Right, yeah.
He's going to get enough shine, and I think it's honestly probably the worst record on here, and that's saying a lot. As far as reach, and we all know that matters.
As far as meaning,
hey,
shout out to Jay-Z for 444, by the way.
That's a whole nother, yeah. You know
if
mean?
You're talking about meaning, Story of OJ is the deepest song on this list, but.
Sure. Mm. Most definitely.
Yeah.
But then we got,
I don't know, we got Damn over here.
I don't know, Humble and Redbone make it hard for me to just flat out give it to Bruno, because Redbone is like
a classic. A classic.
That will be played for 30 years, yo. Like Redbone, that's probably like one of the best R&B songs in the past 5 to 10 years.
But the whole album, the complete album, I don't think it's gonna win.
We'll see.
Yeah. Kendrick, what's up with Kendrick?
Humble's a great song. It was everywhere, but I have to agree, man. I think Bruno's going to take this one.
You can play the album. Hold on, pause. Yeah. Pause. You can play the album in reverse.
But we not talking about the album. We talking about record
talking
of the year.
The that's true. I'm just. I mean, that's
true.
Talking
about the song.
We talking about
that's
record
true.
Of the year.
That's true.
And if you talking about the record that was just out there in the world, it just kind of changed everything. It's really two. It's 24 Karat. And Redbone.
Redbone did change. Redbone.
Despacito was huge.
It was huge. Most viewed video on YouTube.
Wow.
Today.
Did not know that.
Yes.
Past Wiz. Shout out to Wiz. Yeah. That's a whole nother topic. We'll get into that for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, number one viewed
Taylor
video
Gang.
On YouTube.
Yes.
Ever.
Despacito was a huge track, but I think Redbone was just too big, and I think 24 Karat Magic, just Bruno Mars, two Super Bowl performances. Yeah. His aura already is too far out there. He made music for everybody.
Who does Bruno remind you of? Who's Bruno? Where's Bruno? Where's he following?
I mean, I don't want to say Michael, but
does. Is it Mike?
I can't say that because he...
Is he better than Breezy? I'm Chris Brown, by the way, which folks that don't know.
It makes me really uncomfortable when you call him Breezy.
My bad, bro. CB, CB, C Breezy, you know, shout out to Chris Brown. But
I don't know what you think, Tebo. I think Mike, but like, I mean,
I think talent wise, I don't think anybody's as talented as Chris Brown. But Bruno's vocals is just,
his vocals are nuts.
So crazy.
Yeah.
And he's actually one of the few artists that can like sing live and actually sound just like the record. So
you're right.
I don't know, man.
Man, Bruno's talented, man. Give it up to Bruno Mars, man. Yeah, one time, man.
One time for Bruno.
He be putting on, and he fucks with the culture. He was at the BET Awards. He does his thing, and he doesn't shy away from like the culture. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's true appreciation,
right?
You know, from Bruno Mars.
So you got, John, man. Make a quote. Who you got?
For, all right, come on. I'm still going with Buck Kendrick. Sorry.
You going humble, Kendrick?
Going humble. It was on SportsCenter.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 24 Karat Magic, but yeah, me too. Redbone was in Get Out, first song in there.
Yeah, that sets the tone. Okay, yeah. Next category, we got Album of the Year. We got Awaken My Love, Childish Gambino, 444, Damn, Melodrama Lord. I don't know how the fuck she got in here.
I am so tired of fucking Lord. I am at the Grammys. Get her out of here.
Oh my God.
Get her out of here.
I could have had SZA right there.
She's the most overrated artist ever.
I could have had SZA been okay with that.
Jesus Christ.
I don't hate her as a person. I just hate the hype around Lord.
How long can we answer?
Don't get it.
Can then I throw we got that in 24K though? Magic, Bruno Mars is the last one.
Can I throw that in though? I'm sorry. SZA for instead of Lord.
Yes, absolutely. How in the world is SZA not on this list?
I'm not mad at that.
Okay.
How is that not on this list? It's crazy.
All right.
It's Lord. But
you've given SZA a lot of love.
Let's throw it
in
there that you know, we can't have too much R&B and rap, you know what I mean? We gotta throw some alternative in there.
Facts.
I think I'm going with shit, man. I might have to go with Damn, man. It's hard for me to pick between Damn. It's really hard between 444 Damn and Bruno, man. Because I really want to give it to Jay. I really want to give it to Hov, but it's just like rap album and album of the year have to either go to Jay and Kendrick. Like, I feel like either, if Jay gets rap album of the year, Kendrick should get album of the year.
Man, I just hope that all three, Bruno, Jay-Z, and Kendrick all come away with at least one.
They will.
I feel like the Grammys,
they're gonna do justice this year.
Are we gonna say that those are the three best projects of the year?
Yeah.
Those are the three best projects of the year.
Sure.
I mean, if we're just looking at complete body of work, production, artistry, just
sure. I ride with it. I got SZA at 3A.
Yeah,
I don't think I understand.
This SZA album so much.
I'm sorry.
SZA
gets played every morning.
Let's,
by the way,
think about it.
I'm a grown man.
He's one of those guys you was talking about that sings it on Snapchat, by the way. I just want to throw that out there. He's making me really uncomfortable. First calling him Breezy, that really makes me uncomfortable.
Let's get uncomfortable, baby.
Like I said, all three I think definitely deserve the recognition. I'm gonna go with Damn.
Okay.
I ain't mad at that.
I just think the body of work is just incredible there. Yeah. 444 was great. Like, you're gonna get so many gems out of 444. You're a better human being listening to 444.
That's the soundtrack to my life right now.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I gotta give it to Damn.
Okay.
For the movement that it made. Yeah.
I feel that. All right. Personally, I'm going with Damn. But I just feel like Grammys, they're gonna do Bruno. That's a fair answer.
Yeah, I think because of the Grammy stage, they didn't do Bruno. But I hope they do it justice and give all three some love that night.
All right, man, let's skip around some more. Let's get to this rap shit, man.
What about the best new artist, man? I like that category, you know? That category is interesting to me.
SZA's going to run away.
Is he going to run away with it?
She's going to run away with it.
Not Khaled?
Who?
Khaled.
Khalid,
however.
No, because I think Julia Michaels has a better chance than Khalid does.
Man, he went bonkers this year. I just have to throw that in.
He's
literally the newest person on his list.
To be real, honestly, I really think it's going to be Khalid or SZA.
Thank you.
Khalid had the biggest song out of all of them.
Location?
Yes. I think I'm right. But anyways, let's go to...
Hold on, Location bigger than The Weeknd?
Yes.
Yeah, no absolutely.
Question. Okay, so you might be right.
Your infatuation with her is really making me uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
Big rap, best rap performance, man. We got Bounce Back, Big Sean. We got Bodak Yellow. We got 444. Hov is everywhere.
He should be.
Yeah. We got Humble, and then we got Bad and Bougie. We know how you feel about Bad and Bougie, baby, before you even get started.
Listen. All right. So
let's hear your hot take on Bad and Bougie.
It's a running joke between my friends on how I feel about Bad and Bougie.
Because in the club, he's live.
Yo, I think Bad and Bougie is one of the best songs that we have ever gotten ever in music. That shit is crazy. The first time I heard it, I knew it was a motherfucking hit, man. I knew it, man. That shit is wild, Bad and Bougie. When you hear that dun, and he'd be like, raindrops, drop tops. And like that,
you gotta
that,
drop a bomb on that
and,
one.
And then
you
when
drop a bomb on it.
You can drop a bomb on that, but when he go, woo, woo, woo. records on. I lose my mind every single time. Bad and Bougie, it changed the culture.
It lasted.
Childish Gambino, when he got up at the, oh my God, what was that award show?
The Oscars movies.
And said, right? It's the greatest song ever. It went immediately to number one. It was being played. It was being played at office holiday parties, office work parties. It was being played everywhere.
Get him.
Bad and Bougie took over the culture. It elevated Migos to the point where they are now. Migos is no longer rap artists. They are icons. At this point, you saw at the Met Gala, when the Migos walked in at the Met Gala, who was the most liked picture on all of the publications? It was the Migos.
That was
everywhere the Migos was. You knew what was up. Culture, which isn't in Best Album.
Should be
in Best Album.
Culture. Shout out
I'm
to Culture.
I'm telling you.
It is in Best Rap Album, by the way.
It's not in the Best Overall Album. Ooh. It should be the Best Overall Album.
What's up? Migos
album
or Best Overall?
Because what Bad and Bougie did to their careers.
Best Overall?
And not just their careers, Offset's career individually.
What about Cardi B's career? Yeah,
I just think that Bad and Bougie is the best rap song.
Best rap performance.
Because of what it did from a culture standpoint.
Bodak Yellow, baby.
Bodak Yellow.
Bodak Yellow, baby. Shout out to Cardi B.
I'm done with my rant.
Every time Bodak is playing in the club still Bad to this
Bougie.
Day.
All right, so I guess it's safe to say that you're going with Bad and Bougie.
And I'm going with Bad and Bougie.
And I guess it's safe to say
Bodak.
You're going with Bodak Yellow. So I think I'm going to have to agree and go with Bad and Bougie. I mean,
Hey.
I mean, Bodak Yellow was incredible. It shot to the top. It was number one for all of 2 weeks. It was an incredible, incredible story, but let's be real. All
right.
To be real, Bad and Bougie is going to win.
When I saw these niggas in fucking Nigeria do Bad and Bougie and the whole fucking building about come down,
That was it.
These guys are out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. They hit a home run. The Migos will never be the same.
Would they ever top this, though?
Oh, that's a great question.
Man, I just hope they don't break up.
I'm waiting for the T-Scott Quavo.
I don't think that'll happen, even if they all go and do their solo projects. You know, Offset has his shit coming out with 21 Savage.
Just make me.
Quavo got the Travis Scott shit coming out. Culture 2 is coming.
Yeah, that's true.
Just make money doing collabs and features. On your own. Like you know what I'm saying? Like, I think Offset, do your collabs, do your features on your own, but don't break up.
All right, quick question.
Don't break up, man.
So, for Bad and Bougie and the Migos and the culture, would it be just like Drake's Take Care? Drake's never passed Take Care. Well, Migos never passed Culture.
That's debatable. It's Drake's never passing Take Care, but... Man. Let's not get into Drake right now, because you know that can be a whole episode on its own. So we just
my thing with Culture is they just hit it out the park.
They did.
They really hit
every
it out
song's
the park.
A hit. For every sure. song
out the way is the slap.
For sure, yeah. Every song's a hit. So
yeah,
So let's go to
shout out to the Migos.
Let's go to best rap song performance. I don't know what the fuck the difference is between that and best performance, but nominated is Problems by Black, Crew, Gold Link, Family Feud, Jigga, Loyalty, Love Galore.
Woo.
We all know Germs going with.
Woo. Hold on, what is that?
Everybody knows you're going to go with fucking Love Galore.
Man, you don't know?
Nah, but honestly, I'll probably go, man, shout out to Black, man. I think he had a great first year. I think he should be a nominee for Best New Artist if he isn't. He had a great year. He just performed here in Brooklyn a few weeks ago. Heard the shit was crazy. Heard it was sold out. So shout out to him. But honestly, for me, I think I'm going to probably go with, shit, man, Crew Was a Wave.
Crew was a wave.
Crew Was a Wave, man. That was, man, that almost defined this summer, man. Like, damn, that shit was crazy.
First off, do people know the difference between best song and best performance?
No, I don't think so, because I don't think I know.
Is that something that people know? Performance is the quality of your performance over the track. So you take basically the music away from the track itself.
Wow.
We learn something new every day out here, baby.
So wait. So what I'm looking at is, there's a best rap performance and there's a best rap / song performance.
Because you got, yeah.
So, like, the description is, it's a solo or collaborative performance containing both elements of R&B melodies and rap. So that's why you got Black and you got Goldman and you got, you know what
Love
I mean?
Galore.
You got Rihanna with the, you know, shit with On Loyalty, Love Galore. So that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. And so I'm going to have to probably go with fucking
CC Money Loyalty, all man. Around me.
Loyalty was a huge song. I think that's the biggest song out of all of these. Love Galore was big, but yeah. It's either going to be Loyalty or Love Galore.
Loyalty was the humongous.
Is that your personal favorite, though? Like, I know you.
No, my personal favorite out of the five
gotta
would
be
probably
crew.
Have to be.
Gotta be Crew.
Probably Crew.
I'm just, I, man.
I really, nah, it might have to be Loyalty, bro.
Really?
Loyalty's in
Loyalty was he. Loyalty was definitely
Since we're talking about Crew, like, what happened? Like, Gold Link's momentum just died.
He's out of here.
It just died.
What happened, though?
I was just like, all right, Gold Link is coming through.
Nah, he's still coming. He has Meditation still booming out here.
It's still booming, but.
He needs some more visuals. I need some more visuals from Gold Link.
Yeah, I'm underwhelmed right now.
The last song?
With
Prayer?
Gold Linked.
The Prayer song? Like, I need visuals for that.
I just think he should have dropped another project, a mixtape, right after. Like, there was too much space between the drop and the single taking off.
Yeah, definitely.
Whoever is in charge of his.
But the single stuff, went bonkers, gosh.
But they didn't. They didn't do a good. They did him a disservice not putting it out.
They didn't force
the album. Put one out.
Pushing it as a single before the album.
What? Crew?
The Crew.
It did, though.
Crew came out first.
It came out before the album.
But they didn't push it.
They didn't push the album.
It catch on organically. It was so good of a song, it caught on organically. Yeah.
It didn't catch on until after the album was already done. Because
I remember he put out Crew. He put out Crew first, and then he put out Meditation second, right before the album came out.
They pushed the remix more to Crew. Okay. They pushed the Crew remix more than they did the original song.
Yeah, then they dropped the remix, and then they started pushing the Crew remix. I don't know, man. That was an amazing song. But.
Yeah, like I was so confused right, with that so, whole Golden thing.
Who you got, though?
All right, so personally, okay, are we on me? Are we still on Dre?
Make you pick, bro.
All right, Jerm, let's go. Personally, Crew, Grammy's going to say Love Galore.
I ain't mad at
Jerm. Yeah, I'm going to go with Loyalty.
Alright, last one. This is the last one we're gonna do. Let's
make it a good one too, man.
Before we get into some music for y'all. Best rap album, man. 444, Damn Culture, Layla's Wisdom, Rhapsody, Flower Boy, Tyler the Creator. Before we say that, man, shout out to Rhapsody, man. Went to the show the other night, man. Shit was love, man. Got to chop it up with a lot of folks backstage. Got to chop it up with Elliot Wilson, man. We got to talk for a little minute about how crazy her.
It went bonkers pretty quick.
Yeah, how crazy she like skyrocketed. Like, yeah, this album, like, nuts. It's one of the first albums in like recent memory I can like remember, like, when people like actually appreciate the art from like a lesser known artist. Like,
that's true.
The album was so good they had their nominated.
I didn't think they would. I was so surprised.
I was really surprised. I was extremely surprised. But yeah, shout out to our whole crew, man. Got to chop it up with Ninth for a little while. Couple people chopped it up with Rhapsody for a little while, man. Cool folks, man. So yeah, shout out to her whole crew.
But I don't think she's gonna win.
No. I don't think so. Yeah.
And she's older in the game.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's older. She's like 34.
Ooh.
Fact check. Need a fact check on that, but yeah.
She's 34. I'm good. I just looked it up. She's 34.
34, baby.
34. January 21st, 1983. She'll be 35.
Let me jump a bomb on that.
Next year. Shout out to me for that. Yo.
Hey, shout out.
Yeah, who y'all got, man?
Hey, shout out to Tyler the Creator, by the way. Shout out to that.
Yo, yes. Man, I was so happy to see that, man. That's yes. Definitely in my top five albums of
Tyler the Creator puts in he puts in a lot of work.
Now, I never like listened really to Tyler before him. This. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. Like I mean, I would hear songs, and I'd be like, oh, it's straight, it's cool. But then
you,
like,
you listen to Cherry Bomb?
It was I mean, it had some slap. It was
I respect Tyler.
I respect him, but it just didn't hit my soul. This album right here that he dropped, hey, this one hit.
He put so much work into an album that it's ridiculous. I love the fact that he put together the visuals for the album, like in terms of like the documentary piece of like him putting together the album. More artists need to do that. And I think it's not just for the fans, but for the aspiring artists who are coming up next in the game. I think that you need to have an understanding of how much work goes into a good album. Like a lot of people just think that you're just going to go in the studio, producers make the cut, spit,
right,
mix, master, done. Hey. No, he put in a lot of sessions.
Yeah, Tyler.
What happened to Lorder Squad? Was that the show?
Lorder Squad?
Bro, they don't even come on no more.
Like, I mean, shit, he's probably got other shit, bro. You know he's doing. True. You know he's doing cartoons.
Oh yeah, little cartoon. Yeah. I think it's called the Jellies or something.
Yeah, he got a show with Vice. On Viceland and shit. So yeah, I mean, of course, Tyler's one of the most creative niggas that we got out here.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does and, like plays
I don't think
and
people really
shit.
Give him enough credit. I think they may be starting to see now he got the Grammy nomination.
What's the name of that documentary again? The Tyler the Creator documentary?
The Cherry Bomb documentary?
Y'all go watch that.
Yeah, for sure. If y'all haven't seen that, yo, go check that out and see if you don't have a lot of people like say he's too crazy. He talks about crazy shit. He's off the Richter. I mean, some of that's true. Yeah, he can be a little crazy sometimes, but like, once you check that documentary out, you will have a newfound respect for his creativity.
Shout out to Earl. It's just Earl the sweatshirt, baby.
Yeah, it's just his voice. That's the only thing that turns people off.
Yeah,
it's his voice. If he was rapping totally different, like if he sounded like K-Dot or Drake on the track, he would be huge.
Yeah, he's more mature now. I mean, he really is huge, though. I mean,
he is huge.
He does. He has his own festival. His tours always sell out. Like, everything. Like, Camp Flognog, man. So fucking pissed I missed it again this year, man.
Right.
The lineup is always crazy. I have to get out there next year.
But I don't think he's going to win the album. So, the best rap album.
No, I don't think so either. Nah. I honestly think that, like I said, either Damn or 444 is going to win it. Yeah.
Shout out to Culture, by the way. It's on the list. It's number three
Culture
on my list.
It's number three on my list for sure. But...
So we got
I gotta go with 444, man.
Is it really?
Nah, I'm sorry. I changed my mind. I gotta go with Damn.
I'm gonna go with Damn. Clean sweep.
I'm going with Damn just because you can play in reverse.
Okay, that's fair. I'm gonna go with Damn. And 444 is a very close second, but I think 444 will win Album of the Year if Damn Rims wins.
Yeah, they gotta spread the love. Spread the love, baby. Everybody. It'll be a swap, that's just so a word of advice.
I'm just happy that the representation of African American artists was seen at a higher level than it has been in the past because we know who
I mean, hip hop like runs the world, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, shit, we at that point now, so I mean.
Hey, when did that happen though? Like, when did hip hop
like there for a while?
I mean, yeah, but when did it like socially become just like, yeah, hip hop is actually.
I can't wait to come back to this because it happened after Bad and Bougie hit the scene.
Uh-oh.
It took over. Now, we were already trending in that direction.
Of course,
there was nothing
facts,
that history was going to do to break the mold that rap music was going to be the number one genre. It was already the number one genre. It just wasn't registering in the charts, in the sales, in the actual listens. Thank God for streaming music because all the music that is getting stolen is now being recorded. Before you had LimeWire that was taken away from people
shout out to
buying.
LimeWire days.
You know what I'm
back
saying?
In the day, bro.
Like I remember going in on dial-up in my mom's house and being furious when my mom would have a phone call want to use a phone because I'm downloading the album
I've
right
used
now.
Every music downloading platform known to man.
Man,
LimeWire, FrostWire, BearShare, Rhapsody, Napster.
LimeWire has killed 5 computers.
If we don't see Tamo for the next show, we know what happened to him. The feds came down.
5 computers have
Napster.
Had every STD and HIV you could possibly get from LimeWire.
Currently,
it was
not from LimeWire.
It was worth it.
It's not from LimeWire.
It was worth it.
It's not from LimeWire.
And if you didn't have any kind of protection software, that's like going in without a condom. Like, I didn't care. LimeWire was the shit.
LimeWire going in raw.
Yes, man.
LimeWire was cool. Yo, on that note, man, we're going to get into some tunes, man. Yo, man, Tribe Called Quest, Find a Way. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Messing me up my whole head, teasing me just like Tita did Martin. Now look at what you starting. Schoolboy crushing it, ain't on the hush, the whole world see it, but you can't. My peoples, they complain, sitting, raving, rant.
Come on.
Your name is out my mouth like an ancient chant. Got me like a dog as I pause and pant.
Speaking of which, got a leash and a wish just to rock you, miss. Make a militant move, beat my strategy.
What?
End of the day, you're not mad at me. Not dealing with nobody, now that's what you told me.
What?
I said, hey, yo, it's cool, we can just be friendly. Cause yo, picture me messing it up. Her mind not corrupt with the LC cups.
Huh?
Shit. I'm on my J.O.
Come on.
Bullshit and hoping that the day goes slow.
Wow.
Got me like a friend, what confuses me though? It's kisses when we breathe, tell me what's the deal, yo? Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move then, you confuse things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way. Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move then, you confuse things.
Come on.
Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way.
Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Making things for me towards you harder. Killing me just when I think we there. You douse the whole vibe and the flows in the air. Telling me about next man, but next man ain't the nigga with the plans. Who got your heart in mind? It's about time that you just unwind.
Come on.
And let it just happen, make it front free. Just sweat me like money panty. Digging you, getting inside of your steel.
What?
It's the quest cat keeping you company.
Hi.
Forever or however you want it.
Word, word. Now wait a minute, my, before you dead it to the curb.
Yeah.
Try to make impressions, which is good, not the herb. But it ain't me, and I ain't blurred.
Hi.
I'ma still just chill with you. Maybe things could change if you change your view.
Come on.
If not, then I guess it is cool. Just keep to yourself and abide by the rules. Like,
check it out now. Check it out now. Check it out now. Check it out now. Right there now. Check it out now. Check it out now.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it out now.
Work it out
now. Check it out now. It's like that now. Check it out now. It's like that now. Check it out. What you say? What?
Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move in, you confused things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way.
Now sing it, sing it.
Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move in, you confused things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way.
Now talk it out, talk it.
Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move in, you confused things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way. Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move in, you confused things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way.
Yo, no, every once in a while, man, I'm gonna be giving y'all some of my favorite tunes, man.
That was a slap.
You know, shout out to Tribe, man, my favorite group of all time. Shout out to Q-Tip, my favorite producer of all time. I don't know if y'all niggas know that, but 100% my favorite producer of all time. Shout out to Metro, my new favorite producer. It's my new favorite producer.
Hey, before you jump into this, what's your favorite Tribe Called Quest song ever?
Damn. Favorite ever?
Ever.
Jesus Christ.
Ever. There's a lot of good ones.
That's hard. Is that just for Tevo? Because I don't know if I can answer that.
He put me on the spot. I'm
going
to probably have to go Once Again featuring Tammy Lucas.
Tammy.
Oh, man. That song, man. The way Tammy rides on that beat, man, it's just like... That shit is fucking phenomenal, man. It's like her voice on that song is like something I don't think I've ever heard before. Matter of fact, man, since she bringing up memories and shit in my past, we about to get into that for a little second.
Yeah,
let's
yo.
Get it. Once again, Tribe Called Quest featuring Tammy Lucas. Let's get it.
Yeah, yo.
You're on point fight.
Once again, Tip.
You're on point fight.
Once again, Tip.
You're on point fight.
Once again, Tip.
Right.
watch me bust they shit. Okay. Great action, peoples, can I dominate? My rhymes are harder than last night's erection. Don't blame it close, I have this mic up in your midsection. My shit is love, simply meaning that my joint is tight. Amping up the mic, making sure production's tight. Sometimes I might catch a severe case of writer's block, but by the end of the day, you'll be on my jock. Real name's Malik, my hobby's putting MC to the test. And if you run, I'll put my foot up in your freaking chest. Freestyle fanatic, and never will it ever stop. Your crew is his. You might just wanna call the
cops. Hey, yo, I gotta put some action on paper. Make sure my verse jump up and spread out like the raper. The only tip I got for a waiter is watch the doorknob hit me where the dirty dog should have bit me. That was my train of thought, but for so long I fought. Now I'm at a level supreme to the devil. So turn up the bass and lay low on the treble. We be the willing kids and you dead with the shovel. Revitalize, revitalize, nigga. The ladies sweat the style like the squirrels sweat the nuts. You know what fella's good for the moolah. Don't smoke no woolah. We the men, call me Slick Tip the Ruler. Yo, I've been treading on this globe, man, for 25 joints. Sometimes Shaitan got me by the pressure points, but I could break a fella down like sex. You eat wheat checks, but still light in the ass and can't flex. If one nigga front, I'ma make more pay. Cause tonight, we getting off like OJ. And yo, I got a dog that bites, fuck the barking. Yo, I got a crew with the beats and the smarts in.
I brought my shit up on Linden in the 192. Forever writing, ever biting, ain't shit else to do. Hoping to battle, but most MCs ain't ready yet. But if they utter one word, then this is good as set. You have MCs dropping bombs, that's incredible. Some other brothers, their styles are just despicable. As for me, see, I just do how I love to do. Try to deny me of my props and I'll be seeing you. Most of you suckers wanna be down for the tag along. The friggin' fame, someone tell them that this shit ain't games. You got to do this from your heart, meaning your inner soul. And if it's real only, then will you be on a roll? I try to stay on top of my game, there ain't no time to lose. For albums, keepers, a quester, but still we paying dues. So hear me out one time, you got to be yourself. Cause if you ain't yourself, you end up by your friggin' self. I'm coming right with the Linden Bully type of slang. Ayo, we'll see who can hang. Yo, you're on point tip.
You once again fight.
You're on point tip.
You once again fight.
You're on point tip.
You once again fight.
Yeah, yo.
Yo, that kid is nice.
It's a Tribe Called Quest once again,
man.
Featuring Tammy Lucas.
That just put me in a whole different vibe.
Man, during the break, man, we was talking about, man, how, like, we don't think people give enough respect to Tribe and everything that they done, man. Like,
man, some people don't even know they dropped the album this year. Some people don't know that, y'all.
Yeah, man, it's crazy because it's like, when I heard, man, they was dropping this album, man, it's just like, I couldn't believe it. It's like, when they dropped their album, their last album was dropped in 1998. I was 5 fucking years old. So, like,
for them to drop it is crazy, bonkers.
And it's not even like I was retaining the music they was dropping at that time. Mm-hmm. I discovered them at a later point in my life. And once I discovered Tribe and really all what Q-Tip has done, is like, it changed my whole outlook on music.
So what made you fall in love?
I'm going to be real. Was it 2011, 2012-ish? Around that time, Michael Rapaport, he did a documentary on them. It came on VH1 called Beats, Rhyme, and Life. And I watched it, and I was just like, damn. I was like, even though I had known who Tribe was, of course, who Q-Tip was, and of course I had known all the big songs and shit, I had never, like, dove into the albums.
Because you put me on, honestly. So I shot the table, by the
man,
way.
Man, it's like, when I heard it, I was like, man, it's like, niggas ain't never try to put me on, so I got to put niggas on. So it's like, when I saw the documentary, I was like, okay, these niggas is like the first, really the first ones to like experiment with like jazz and rap. And like my favorite, one of my favorite things in rap music and is when I hear that fucking saxophone on the beat. And it's like, it's nothing like hearing that horn, especially
the sax. I tweeted that a couple of
on a fucking beat.
Couple of months ago. I got some gems out there, just by the way.
Man, so it's like, Tribe was like one of the first groups to actually really like take that shit to the next level. And then, of course, you got Fife. Rest in peace to Fife, man.
R.I.P.
And you got Q-Tip. Like, it's like yin and yang. Like, Q-Tip is real smooth on the beat. And then Fife is the high one. So it's just like an even balance. So it's just like, it was the perfect formula for me. So it's just like, once I like dove into the albums, there was no turning back for me.
They're the blueprint of how rap groups should be.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. But I think we have a good mix right now with the rap groups. Like, I think
not enough, man.
Yeah, I think Ray Shrimmert, they complement each other.
I definitely agree with
you. You know what I'm saying? Like, Sway Lee is a hook maker, and he is a song master. He has an amazing pen.
I don't even know the other guy's name. Ray Shrimmer, honestly.
Slim Jimmy? Are you serious?
You're being disrespectful.
You're being
right now.
Very disrespectful.
I'm sorry. Shout out to Sway Lee, though. I like Sway Lee.
Slim Jimmy.
He does nothing for me.
The Slim Jimmy has bars.
He does nothing for me. I'm
he has
sorry.
Bars. If you listen to songs, if you listen to songs where Slim Jimmy's rapping, he has bars.
I've heard him. I just can't get into it.
It's real disrespectful because, like, Slim, like you said, Slim and Jimmy and Sway Lee, they compliment each other extremely, right. extremely well.
I feel like anybody can compliment with Sway Lee, honestly.
No, that's not true.
I don't think so.
Like, anybody that's a pretty good rapper can compliment with Sway Lee.
The song that is on Ty Dolla $ign album, and him, Future, and Sway Lee, I think Sway Lee sounds horrible on that.
Yeah. They didn't do Sway Lee justice.
I don't know if it was they didn't mix his vocals right.
Hey, shout out to Sativa, though, by the way. Because him and Janae killed that.
Yes, I agree with that. That was one of the, it was definitely one of my
favorite songs. I've never heard of Slim Jimmy feature, by the way. That's his name, right?
There's the thing. Slim Jimmy does have a feature. I couldn't tell it to you right off the top of my
head. Look at you.
But it's out there.
He's just less marketable. Let's get out there. But back to Tribe Called Quest. Like, they were the perfect formula. They were the blueprint for how rap group should be. And also, I want to give a big shout out to Michael Rapaport, because a lot of the young folks out there, they're just used to what Michael Rapaport, his antics on social media.
He's one of the blackest white dudes I know.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Not that I know, but I know of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree. They give him, you know, what he's known for now is his rant on Instagram.
Hey, shout out to him for Higher Learning, though. And that was a great movie.
I was actually going into that, is that, you know, people don't understand his contribution to black culture as a white dude. And being in Higher Learning, and he was the Nazi.
Yeah. Right?
You know what I'm saying?
For y'all that don't know, Higher Learning was produced by, was it Spike Lee? I'm pretty sure.
Not Spike Lee. It was my man, John Singleton.
I'm sorry about that.
But I just know they're supposed to have, like, Tupac playing, like, the Omar Epps character, and, like...
Yeah, a lot of shit happened.
When Tupac got the rape case and he lost the role.
Yeah, and someone else was actually supposed to be...
It's Tyra, right?
No, Leo was supposed to be Remy.
Yes, he was.
Young
Leo.
Was supposed to be Remy.
That's crazy. I can't picture that, though. Can you picture Leo as a
Leo
Nazi?
Leo would have killed that shit.
Yeah.
Of course he would have killed
Leo
it,
kills
picture that.
Everything that he does.
I can't picture him with a bald head at the age of 12.
But Michael Rapaport was Remy in that movie. Remy. He
killed it, by the way.
He's in Next Friday. He's in a lot of movies. Shout out to Michael Rapaport.
Shout out to him,
and
bro.
he did Tribe Called Quest a lot of justice with that documentary.
Yeah, and I saw my man Q-Tip spazzing about not being nominated, get any nominees this year for their album, man. And I agree, man. He said they politicked by performing last year. They did everything that they asked of them, and they still didn't get no fucking nominees. So yeah, man, I know it's fucked up, man. And it's crazy because it's the last Tribe album we're ever gonna get, so they'll never get another chance at, you know.
Well, I know Tevo's nominating them for the Grammys, but are you nominating them for the Grammys, Dre?
Who are they going to take out? Like, no,
Rhapsody.
No, 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 no.
Rhapsody.
Yeah, okay. Like, I guess what I'm saying is, like, no disrespect to Tribe Called Quest. I just thought this was an amazing year for music.
Most definitely.
I thought music definitely. I was very happy with music this year. I think we got five our stars. Money's worth. Five yeah. Stars.
Of course, we hear like all crazy stuff on Twitter and everything, but it's like a little buzz on Twitter right now about 2017 being the best R&B year. No. Have y'all heard that? I don't agree with that at all. Yeah, I'm just telling
Hell
you.
No.
I'm saying what the buzz is going on. I don't agree with that, but it has been heat.
Black Twitter, you are getting out of hand.
Caesar came out with some heat. By the way,
I would just say that the future of R&B is in good hands.
No, I will say that.
I can just say that we have gotten hope again for R&B because you had SZA, you had Daniel Caesar. Sid, Sabrina Claudio, who is about to be huge. Is she black?
I have no idea.
But yo, she's about to be huge. Sabrina Claudio, if you are not on to Sabrina Claudio, I don't even know if I'm saying her name right. You have to get on her. Yo, she's taking off. She is very dope.
Word to good music, drop the fucking Teyana Taylor album.
Yes.
Big facts.
Teyana Taylor is one of the most underrated R&B artists.
She's influential right now. A lot of women look up to her. Drop the fucking Teyana Taylor album.
Hey, stop playing with me, man.
Her and Iman Shumpert relationship, like, they're so beautiful, by the way. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Shump. Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Black Love.
And I, man, R&B is in good hands. I will say that, and especially from the women. Her
facts
also.
You got Janae still out here.
Great album.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey man. Yay. Shit. Maybe I spoke a little too soon. I mean, it's not gonna be the best year for R&B, but it was a damn good year.
It was a damn good year, and I think R&B is just in a.
How
good
we even
place.
Talk about this and not mention CB? What's up with this? What we doing?
46 songs? 5 songs?
What we doing?
At first, when I first heard the Chris Brown album, I was like, this is totally overwhelming.
He's crazy, y'all. He's crazy.
But after...
Is Chris Brown on coke?
I think so.
I mean, everybody in Hollywood on coke, right?
But I'm not gonna make comments on whether or not
everybody in Hollywood
he's
on coke.
But I would say this is one of his best bodies of work in a long time. I really loved Royalty.
If anybody out there doesn't know, man, Chris Brown is my favorite artist. So anything I say about him in a negative fashion is
Chris Brown is definitely you know, that. Definitely, yeah, 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 yeah. He's definitely that damn.
He's a very talented, very very talented dude. I think his focus was kind of swayed off a little bit in the past.
45 songs, man. It was a great
45
album.
Songs,
great fucking album, man.
I mean, that was
great
a lot.
Fucking album. I'm interested to see if he like gets any nods next year. I'm not sure.
It's probably too late.
Maybe best R&B album. I mean, for 2018.
No, I'm talking about it's probably too late. Like, it's probably like too early and too late. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like the Travis Scott.
It's in that weird time.
Yeah, it is a weird time.
It was a travesty that Travis Scott.
Travis Scott Birds. What was it called? Birds and Trap. Is that Beebs and Trap?
Birds and Trap. Seeming like.
Bro, that should have been nominated for everything.
But I think its window was last year.
Yeah. Oh, Jaden Smith. Jaden Smith's new album, by the way. His production is stupid. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's save all of this for the fucking best projects of 2017. That episode is definitely coming soon.
Is that an episode? Let's go, baby.
We're definitely going to give y'all a top 20 countdown, top 20 projects of 2017. That's R&B, rap, everything included. So
run it.
Stay tuned for that. That will come before the end of the year. So stay tuned. Yo, man, I heard that fucking Big Sean and Metro is dropping a fucking project, mixtape, album. I don't know what the fuck they're calling it these days.
When?
But no release date as of yet. It's called Double or Nothing. They dropped that song with 21 Savage called Pull Up and Wreck. It was cool, kind of forgettable. Cool.
Yeah, I forgot about it already.
Are we tired of these collab projects?
No, it's giving us a window into music that we never would get our hands on before.
I like it, but I need better collab combinations. Like I just feel like the Metro and Big Sean combo is cool, but I feel like he could have done better if he's gonna pick a whole like.
I'm not mad at it because
Metro's booming.
That's facts. That's big facts. So, but I just feel like for like the songs that I like to hear of Big Sean, I feel like. Shit, he could have did some shit with 40.
I know
that's not happening. 40 not doing shit with nobody.
Big Sean and 40. Hey, if y'all hear this, man, make that happen for Jeremy, y'all.
Nah, it's not going to happen.
Keep wishing.
My thing with Metro, Metro and Big Sean, I think it is a good combination because the songs I like from Big Sean are his more like bangers. Like His
name one.
Bounce Back. So you don't like the album. You don't like the album dives. You don't like the joints that's not singles.
Give me Big Sean Paradise of everything.
Not from Big Sean.
Was we not just talking about Detroit yesterday?
Facts. We was talking about Detroit.
Detroit is one of the best pieces of work that's ever been laid on this earth.
I think Detroit is Big Sean's best body of work.
Yes,
ever.
Is it better than him and the Kanye collab?
Is it better than Finally Famous 3?
Yes, easy. Not even hard. Not even a question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bishon's second best work to me.
One of the best intro songs on a mixtape I've ever heard.
Higher is crazy.
It is crazy.
Shout out to Key Wayne, but like the TSU.
Yeah, yeah. Key Wayne, the songs that Big Sean is on with Key Wayne is
they work.
Film score banger. Even on the Drake All Me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the songs that I like Big Sean on. You know what I mean? Like that's where I see him thriving. I feel like he grew from when he was on
Dark Sky Paradise was Big Sean's best piece of work for me.
I think it's bangers and then when he's with a good hook maker.
Him and Kanye they killed it on Dark Sky. Dark Sky Paradise was Big Sean's best piece of work.
That's a good project, but
yeah.
The production plus the rap, man.
For nostalgia purposes, I'll probably have to go with fucking Finally Famous 3 just because, man.
Is Marvin Gaye on that?
No, that's his first album. Finally Famous, the album. Finally Famous 3 is the mixtape, and you can just bang it 1 through 20. Like,
hey, did y'all like?
If you can play anything 1 through 20, it's hard to beat that.
I like Big Sean. I like Big Sean. I think he's amazing. He has not capped his potential.
Big facts.
I think he has the most potential that's untapped out of all the artists.
Untapped.
No, ASAP Rocky is like
untapped.
I think it's ASAP. ASAP, if wherever you at, release some shit for me, bro.
ASAP,
release some shit.
ASAP's just too versatile.
I like what he's doing. I just need to release some shit because he's in my top five rappers, but yeah. He doesn't put out any work.
I think he's just very versatile in terms of his creativity overall, not just as a musician, but
Definitely. He's the creative producer.
His creative production, and when it comes to like, you know, music, television. He just touches too many things to be amazing at one.
He's amazing at rapping. He's amazing at fashion, whatever the hell you want to call it, but he needs to drop some shit.
He definitely does.
He's a rapper.
But
ASAP Rocky, you're a rapper too, bro.
But I want to go back to Big Sean for a second. What I was saying is like bangers in his songs where he's featured with someone who can make a great hook, an R&B song, because that song with Chris Brown, That's a hit. One of the best music videos that I've ever seen.
Oh, the Martin joint.
Yeah.
Play No Games. And then the track Back in the Day with Roscoe Dash, Marvin Gaye. Like, I think I think that's one of the tracks that elevated him into that. You know, I just think, you know what I'm saying? That's Big Sean's two.
That's his first album.
That's the two ways to go.
Yeah, I got put on that Big Sean 2010 ish around that time. Right when Finally Famous 3 came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him perform right when.
Austin Peay?
Yes.
Hey, shout out to Austin Peay, by the way.
Austin Peay, yes.
Austin Peay parties, Dre. You remember the Austin Peay parties?
He came 2011, had to be October. It's when he had just dropped Finally Famous, the album, man. The place wasn't even packed, and it was like halfway full, and it was a small venue.
Yeah.
And he had Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay and all that then. Then I see him a year later on tour with Wiz, and everybody knew every word.
Big Sean is one of my favorite rappers.
I think people just didn't. They did not associate Big Sean with Marvin Gaye and Sean. Because if you think about it, like from the, in the South, when Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay came out, Roscoe Dash was booming.
Hold on, pause. Yeah, man, true.
Roscoe Dash was booming.
What are you saying about Big Sean? Are you saying
he's a legend in the South?
No, I'm saying like, listen.
What are you trying to say about Big Sean?
Listen. In 2009. You know what I'm saying? That's when I was at ETSU and we had GME and we were throwing parties and the futuristic wave was happening in Atlanta and in the South. Cause you had Jay Futuristic, Jay Money, you had Young LA, mm-hmm. you had
Stupid,
Travis Porter,
Stupid Fruity Swag,
and yes, you had the Rich Kids and then you had Roscoe Dash. Roscoe Dash was the hit maker out of all of them.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Roscoe Dash was a hit. Show Out. He got his song. I mean, his song Turn Up was popularized.
Oh my God, it's still a classic. But
are we giving credit to All the Way Turned Up to In the South? Are you giving the credit to Travis Porter who redid the song, or are you giving it to Roscoe Dash?
I'm giving it to Roscoe Dash, and I'm giving a little bit to Travis Porter.
Yeah. Travis Porter had a movement going.
They did.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was crazy. It was crazy. They were going to clubs and girls were getting naked on the stage every time they performed.
Quickly tell that story to the listeners.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm gonna go back to that with the Travis Porter getting naked, because they some girls actually got naked at a party that I threw with some homies back in Johnson City, Tennessee. But Marvin Gaye and Sharnay came out, and I just think when it hit the clubs because of Roscoe Dash's presence, I think that's what helped. That's what helped Big Sean get his presence in the
South. Okay, Metro is the other person on this, so like, I don't like the Metro and Nav. I like, it's cool. I just feel like he didn't do. Is it Nav? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Nav.
Nav. I'm sorry, yeah. But he didn't do Nav justice to what Nav does.
I have to.
Like, it's cool. It's different. It rocks.
150% disagree.
Like, it rocks. I'm not saying it, like, it's not like a.
The Nav and Metro Boomin album is
tripping. Like, not yeah, like.
It's crazy.
I need the 10 toes down, Nav, when he first came out. Like, this new Nav he got going is, it's cool. It's hard. It's cool for now.
Hard.
It's cool for now.
Hard.
And come back 10 toes down, Nav.
I just feel like Big Sean, man, it is. He's in a weird space right now to where he's like in the middle of the pack. It's like,
are you crazy?
He's like, no, let me finish. It's like, do you know like that guy on the basketball team? It's like, he's not good enough to be in the starting five, but he's not bad enough to get in with the bench warmers when you're
so up. So you said he's James Harden for the OKC.
Jamal Crawford?
No, because Jamal Crawford's in.
Hold on. So you're not calling Big Sean James Harden in OKC?
He's like the sixth or seventh person. It's like he's not going to start.
You're tripping.
But when you're up 30, you're not going to put him in with the last five that's coming out to me.
He's Sean Livingston.
So he's like in that weird spot.
He's James Harden in OKC in 2011.
He's like Sean Livingston.
He's 2011 James Harden. Y'all so
he's like stuck
y'all
in.
Playing,
he's like stuck in the middle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like
I need a 2088 album.
He's trying to become a starter, but like the starters are so fucking good. It's hard to pass.
Hey, Big Sean, if you hear this, I got you. It's the James Harden in the OKC 2011. That should have won the championship, by the way. But I'm ready for that 2088 album, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Him and Janae. I need that in my life,
right,
too.
But back to Big Sean. I think the song with Roscoe Dash is what got him his prominence in the South. I think once you get prominent in the South, I think that helps you out.
And the ass song. Because right. They love shaking ass.
He grabbed the South first, and that's how he kind of he made his way nationwide. But back to the whole futuristic movement that came out of the South that really kind of put Atlanta in a position to kind of take over.
Right.
Travis Porter had a movement.
Yeah, they were big.
They had a completely humongous movement. I actually, back in the day, I did a party with, man, I can't even think of what this guy's name is. It's been so long. It was back when I was throwing parties, and he's like, you know, I want you to come help me out with this Travis Porter shit. He actually came met me out at Buck Ridge. We met outside for a little bit, and he was talking about, you know, I got Travis Porter coming. He's like, I want you to be on his. Like, I know you guys, you kind of got your finger on the pulse when it comes to culture, and I know you guys are going to bring people out. And so, you know, we collabed up on that. So Travis Porter comes. They perform. They had just released Get Naked. Get Naked had just came out.
Hey, music, Get Naked is the, a snap.
Yes, the music video had just came out. You know what I'm saying? And we get out there to perform. We're on the stage, and Travis Porter is performing and everything. And we had this. There's this girl at ETSU. Her nickname was Porn Star.
Porn Star and Video Girl.
And then they had another girl at ETSU.
Back it up.
I don't know why that was their nicknames.
The nickname was Porn Star. Well, there was one or two of them.
It was two of them. Porn Star and Video Girl.
One nicknamed Porn Star, and the other nickname was Video Girl.
Oh my God.
I have no idea.
Come on, lie detector test.
I have no idea why that is their nickname.
I need a lie detector test up here.
I think you do have an idea, but we're not going to get into that.
I real life have no idea. But they were on the stage. When they're around, you know, shit shit's kind of fun, but
I'm pretty sure
it's
real fun.
But they play Get Naked, and the girl that I'm referring to as Video Girl, she walks up to the front of the stage. She had like a dress that was zipped in the front. I've never seen a zip in the front dress.
That is crazy.
She zips it down.
Right? Zip in the front is crazy.
A zip in the front is crazy. While performing Get Naked. And yo, the whole, like, I wish I had like the flip video, like the little flip video cameras were out at that time, and I was trying to record all the footage because that was when I was like, you know, the more footage that I get of like what's going on in these parties, the more people are going to want to come. Yo. And I had the camera turned to the crowd. And I remember there was I had a homeboy named Quentin Greenlee who just sitting there like losing his mind, like, bonkers. Yes, yes. And everybody else is just sitting there with their mouths dropped wide open. Like, I just remember seeing some of my homeboys from Cleveland. I'm not even going to call names, but I saw his face and his mouth is just hanging wide open. He was just in shock. And then porn star sees Video Girl naked on stage and says, "You're not going to outdo me.
Wow.
I'm going to get naked too, and instead of being in my bra and panties, I'm gonna get butt naked." She gets butt naked on the stage.
Big facts, okay? No lies.
And then the other girl's like, "I'm gonna get butt naked too." And so there's two girls at the Travis Porter concert while they're performing naked on stage, butt naked at East Tennessee State University in Johnson City, Tennessee. It was the wildest thing I have ever seen. If anybody wants to say that they partied harder in Tennessee in 2009 than East Tennessee State University, I wish that if we could make it to heaven, I'm going to heaven, that we can use a time machine. Amen. And let's take a vote, because that place was crazy. Shout out to Travis Porter. I will never forget my mom calling me the next day, the next morning, was like, "I saw you on World Star Hip Hop." And my mom was kind of like, she was not very supportive of the whole party movement that we had.
I think that was the
point when my mom was like, "Okay, I gotta let him rock on this party stuff. Like, they're really making waves out there." Yeah. And shout out to Subi for showing my mom that video. It was like, "Yo, they made World Star Hip Hop. That was crazy."
Just a little bit of advice: never trust a nigga named Subi. I think I should drop a bomb on that.
That's my nigga though.
All right, man. So
what's next, man?
We're gonna get into a little bit more music, man, before we do this weekly thing we're gonna be doing every week, man, called This Week in Hip Hop History. And then based off that, we're gonna do a top five list off of something that's happened this week in hip hop history.
Yo, before we go to the break, I gotta give a big shout out to Tevo for putting this together. I know you've been working on this really, really hard.
Yeah, appreciate that, bro.
The setup, everything is amazing. The promotion, I'm really excited to be a part of this. The Halsey Park team is excited to be a part of this. Big shout out to Tevo Jones. This guy knows his music.
Appreciate it, bro.
And you, if you're listening to this podcast, you're going to get a lot of gems, a lot of history, and a lot of information, because this guy knows music. So
appreciate that, bro.
You got to keep tuning in. It's going to be good information.
Play that juice, bro.
Appreciate that, bro. This is J-Ant, man. J-Ant, Let Me Ball, man. Let's get it.
My nigga Cena, let me push the Rari. My nigga Cena, let me push the Rari. Getting rich on you, I'm sorry, not sorry. Getting rich on you, I'm sorry, not sorry. Worry about the bitch, I'm dipping too saucy. Didn't even kiss, her lip was too frosty. Didn't wanna fall, just when the bitch lost me. Didn't ever rub it, she told me it was getting no. I swear it's the same, and it's my old girl. I swear it's the same, I swear it's the same. I used to always tell you, you can get away, that's the way. I don't touch the stacks, but I'm coming right back. Do she wanna see me broke, see me red? Do she wanna see me fly, see me fall? Little baby, let me ball, let me ball. And maybe one day, baby, we can share. Do she wanna see me broke, see me red? Do she wanna see me fly, see me fall? Little baby, let me ball, let me ball. Maybe one day, baby, we can share. I can't worry about a bitch, I'm dipping too saucy. Didn't even care.
kiss her lips was too close. Didn't wanna boss, just when the bitch lost me. Didn't ever rub it, she told me it was good. No, let me ball, let me ball. Let me ball, let me. Let me ball, let me ball. And maybe one day we can share. I keep it A1 with my day ones. If it ain't a way, I'm finna make one. So many chances to be great brides, take one. My niggas all about action, like take one. So many hoes, you know I had to go ahead and shake some. So many hearts, you know I had to go ahead and break some. Grind, 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 grind like I need my break done. Boy, I got so much work, I feel like my break done. But I swear it ain't the same as my old girl. I swear it ain't the same, I swear it ain't the same. I used to always tell you, you can get away, that's the way. Stacks, but I'm coming right back. Did she wanna see me broken, see me rich? Did she wanna see me fly, see me fall? Little baby, let me ball, let me ball. Maybe one day, baby, we can share. Did she wanna see me broken, see me rich? Did she wanna see me fly, see me fall? Little baby, let me ball, let me ball. Maybe one day, baby, we can share. I can't worry about a bitch, I'm dipping too saucy. Didn't even kiss, her lips was too crossy. Didn't wanna boss, just when the bitch lost me. Didn't ever rub it, she told me it was good. No, let me ball, let me ball. Let me ball, let me. Let me ball, let me ball. And maybe one day we can share. Oh, we can share. We can share.
Yeah, man, that was Jay Ant. Let me ball.
Yeah.
Yo, PSA to Jay Ant, man. Drop the fucking project, bro.
Yo, like, yo, yo.
Gosh, so many people sitting on projects right now.
Yo, Tevo.
That it just is angering the
fuck. Man, if y'all don't know who Jay Ant is, man, check Jay Ant out, bro. Do your Googles.
Shout out to LA.
Do your Apple Music, your title, your fucking.
Shout out to the Bay.
What's the fuck you. What's that bullshit that you use, Dre?
Are you serious? The best streaming out. Spotify.
Title, baby. And title, you know what? Shot the jigger.
Spotify, y'all can also hit me up at Society Fly if you guys want to go ahead and give me an endorsement deal. I will shout Spotify to the high heavens.
Shout
I think it's the
title.
Best streaming music.
Yeah, man. Do your
now.
Fucking Googles, man. Look up JM, man. He's a part of the HBK crew.
Hey, yo,
if you're familiar with I Am Sue and P-Lo and all those guys, man, he comes from that clique. So, yo, man, check
hey,
out JM.
You remember
man.
I got
he
super kicked in the back of the head at a JM concert?
Yes, I do remember that.
That was crazy. That was bonkers, y'all. That was bonkers.
Somebody fell out the ceiling and drop kicked him in the back of the head. I don't know where that came from.
I was like, what? On the ground, just like fresh fit, just it was a rap.
Man, we finna get into this week in hip hop thing, man. We finna that you? Yeah. But yeah, we finna get into this thing, man, we're gonna do every week called This Week in Hip Hop History. Just looking back on what's happened. At this time in hip hop history, man, let's see what we got, man, this week, man. Fucking Planet Rock released this week in 1986. One of the biggest and most pivotal hip hop songs ever. Yeah. Shout out to Bambaataa.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Shout out to the whole Zulu gang.
Shout out.
That's a crazy project.
What year was that?
1986. 86. Yeah, man. Crazy. I mean, that really started the.
Did I say 96?
That really took the whole B-boy 86 thing.
86 or 87?
86.
1986.
What was going on in 86? Because I want to know, like, where they felt that, like, where they felt that force from. That was some force they sent with.
A lot of shit was going on in 86, man.
That's true.
A lot of shit was going on in 86, but.
1986 was a crazy year. That's the year the space shuttle blew up.
Crazy. Did it really?
Yeah, the Challenger space shuttle blew up in 1986. People saw that on TV.
Was that in Huntsville?
It was at the beginning of the year.
Was that in Huntsville?
I'm not sure where it was.
I'm not too game on my NASA history.
Listen, it was 1986, the beginning of the year, and I mean that was like one of the craziest things that I think that the media got to witness since the John F. Kennedy assassination. Yeah. Was like, you know,
some people die in front of you.
Yes, a rocket that's being launched on national TV blowing
that's
up.
That's crazy.
Right.
And 1986 was an interesting year. There was a lot of shit going on.
To say the least. But,
I think that was probably the biggest thing that happened.
A lot of the other shit happened this week in hip hop history. This week, man,
in 1990, I think it was 94, 95, Pac got shot in New York for the first time.
That changed rap forever.
Yeah, he got hit moment. 5 times. You know, everybody knows the infamous story, man. Got robbed in the Quad Studios, shot in the head, shot 4 other times. Checked the Seth out.
That changed
everybody
rap.
Knows the story, but
that changed rap forever. That moment yeah, right there was the change of rap music as we knew it.
Changed everything. Yeah. And I don't know. What do you guys feel like? Do you guys feel like Pac actually believed that Biggie had something to do with it? Or you really think that the conspiracy theory is true, that he was just doing it for publicity and for record sales?
Man, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. I usually am pretty good about forming opinions about stuff, but that shit was...
I don't think Biggie had nothing to do with it. I don't think Biggie had nothing to do with it. That's all.
I mean, I think it's pretty much a known thing that Biggie had nothing to do with
it. I think Pac knew Biggie had nothing to do with it.
I think everybody knows
Biggie had nothing to do with it. I think Pac knew that too. I think Pac knew. I think he was pissed when it first happened. Too, I think he was pissed when it first happened. Was mad, of course. You know, everybody has their like first reaction, anger, and then I realized over time that he was like, "Oh, okay, yeah, Biggie wasn't involved."
But I mean, like, you the two biggest dudes in the game. Like, I mean, I who can you trust at that point when everybody's aiming for you?
Yeah, man, that's really.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sure, you know, you got somebody saying, "Oh, it wasn't me," but like. Can you really trust that? It's like when Lil Wayne got his tour bus shot up, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And people was like, yeah, it's Young Thug and Baby was doing that. And they saying, no, we're not. Like, can Lil Wayne really trust them that they were not trying to assassinate him?
No.
And gain royalties off of the Carter Five? I bet if Lil Wayne had died, we would have got the Carter Five a week later.
Straight like that.
Yes. Because they would have went bonkers. Everybody would have bought it. That would have been the perfect publicity stunt. Kill Wayne off, drop the album, and watch the biggest record sales of all time.
I hate the way your mind thinks, but you damn sure right.
Yeah. Because people don't even buy albums anymore. I bet people would go in the store and buy that album.
A physical copy would definitely
because
I would.
Because
it's Wayne's last album. Oh, man. What? Like this generation right here.
You know how many?
We're all Lil Wayne prodigies.
Not to speak death on anyone, but if Wayne was to die today, he would probably have 10 albums after his death. Because he probably has so much music in the stash.
Big facts.
He can probably put out 10 to 15 fucking albums dead.
That's true. I mean, but now in 2017, I think a lot of artists can do that too as well. But
not Wayne, like Wayne.
But Wayne shit would definitely not be like harder Wayne. Than everybody else.
Yeah, artists are real big on that legacy now. I think their legacy means a lot. I think there are a couple artists who definitely they have made a vault of music for after they perish.
So speaking of vaults for after they perish, what about Pharrell and his
He's one of them. Yeah, he blatantly did it.
In 100 years?
He blatantly did it. 100 years releasing a song. Like. I think Drake has a plethora of music that is going to be
100%.
You already know because he's a legacy whore. He everything that he does has to do with his legacy. So you know for a fact that when Drake dies, he's got a whole bunch of music that's going to be dropping. I definitely think I'm not going to say Kendrick as much because I don't think Kendrick cares too much. But Chris Brown for sure.
Oh, Chris Brown got hella heat.
But my thing with Chris Brown is like I don't think people are gonna really appreciate Chris Brown for like what he's done in our music generation and what he's doing in music until after he dies. Unfortunate as that is,
I mean we all know why,
and he set himself up for that, but he is not going to be appreciated to the full level of his actual talent until after he dies.
Chris Brown's one of the talented individuals in the game.
That's true.
In everything. Basketball, drawing, all that good shit.
But Tupac getting shot in New York, it changed rap forever because it then at that time, that's when the recruiting line started. And Suge went out, they recruited Pac. If you know anything about the story, yeah. Snoop is the one who actually wanted Pac on the team because Snoop and Pac met at a party the night that Snoop Dogg smoked his first ever blunt. I actually watched
that. Tupac.
Michael Rappaport video.
Yeah, I actually watched Snoop and Michael Rappaport were actually talking about that on Snoop's web series.
Yep.
And he was talking about the time that he met Pac and how, like, you know, Pac got on stage by himself and he, like, you know, Snoop was like with real gangsters and Pac was like rapping like, why everybody looking at me just, you know, spitting, like, why y'all looking at me like that? You know what I'm saying? I'm up in here by myself and I'm ready for everybody.
Hey, Tevo Jones. It.
And they just became friends and
yo, Tevo Jones. What's your favorite Pac song?
Oh my God. Put me on the spot today.
It's your podcast.
I would have to say, man, Temptations. Temptations off Me to Get Me Against the World.
That's a good one.
Me Against the World is definitely
Temptations. It was almost said Pain or Do for Love.
I love Do for Love.
Do for Love.
God, Do for Love.
Podcast.
Do for Love is my.
I like introspective pop, man. I like introspective pop. So yeah, yeah, I'll have to say Temptations, man. That beat is crazy.
Yeah.
A couple other things happened this week, man.
Dear Mama, by the way. Dear Mama's
great song. DJ Red Alert's birthday and the Game's birthday was this week, man. Shout out to Game and shout out to DJ Red Alert, man, a New York legend. Helped, you know, launch my favorite group, as I said earlier, Tribe Called Quest. So, man, shout out to Red Alert, man, for sure, hip hop and New York legend. My Life by Mary J. Blige was also released.
That's a motherfucking slap, by the way.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
Shout out to Auntie Mary. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Auntie.
People don't really realize, like, how vital Mary J. Blige is. Like, she's the queen. Like, she's like Auntie. Trap. She's kind of like trap R&B. Like, when my life, if you look at that track list, man, My Life is just full of bangers.
Full of hits.
It's just full of fucking bangers.
What's your favorite song off the album, bro?
Probably either My Life or the All Night Joint.
Mary Jane.
Yeah, Mary Jane. Yeah. Probably Mary Jane.
Yeah, that joint is crazy.
It's crazy. And then
I'm Going Down was a hit. It's personally not my fave, but that was a motherfucker. I feel like overall, just like it hit a lot of different genres on that one right there. Classic. Like it was a radio. That was a radio stupid banger.
You hear that anywhere?
I'm Going Down was
like that was nuts. Like
that's an iconic song
for sure. Iconic. All right. Lastly, man, my favorite thing, man, that happened this week, man. Thing that impact me the most.
Lonzo Ball?
Fuck no.
Oh.
Fuck no. Shout out to LeVar though. Urban Legend, man, was fucking released this week, man, 2004.
And
I don't know about y'all niggas, man, but Urban Legend shit, man, when that shit dropped, yo, like, man. Fuck, man. It's like, that
shit
changed my life.
It was two niggas in Atlanta. It was Ludacris.
Luda. Shout out to Luda, by the way.
And it was T.I.
Who did you have? Luda, T.I.
My two first favorite rappers.
It was Ludacris and it was T.I.
It was Ludacris and T.I.
Really?
Most definitely.
Does Bow Wow count as a favorite rapper?
I guess.
I mean, when I was like 9 or 8 or something, he was my favorite rapper. But yeah, I agree with that.
I guess.
I agree with that, Tebow.
The first actual album I remember buying was probably Red Light District. No, it was Chicken and Beer, because Chicken and Beer came out first.
Facts. Oh, the song with him and Snoop?
2002. Crazy. I was 9 years old.
Y'all should listen to that, by the
way. That's the first joint, first album I remember buying. First single I remember buying is fucking 112. It's over now. Bought it from FYE for 99 cents. You remember you can go into the store and buy singles?
Yo, I actually saw an FYE on Myrtle Ave.
Wow.
I was walking out.
They still exist?
Yes, man. I was walking to Taco Bell on Myrtle Ave. Like, if you get off of Myrtle Wyckoff on the M train, right? The M train where the L train and M train connect in Bushwick. If you go down straight and go towards, like, there's a Taco Bell back there. There's a FYE directly beside Taco Bell.
And it makes money.
Man, it's crazy.
Does it make money?
The lights are still
on. It has to make money, I guess, huh?
I don't know.
And the lights are still on.
The lights are still on. That's crazy. FYE.
It's like seeing a fucking Blockbuster.
Ooh, a Blockbuster. Shout out to Blockbuster, by the way.
There are five Blockbusters left in the world.
I keep
what do
them.
They do?
They do the same thing that they have been doing. They let you rent DVDs and videos.
Blu-rays. They got
be dumb enough to go to Blockbuster and get a 5-day rental for a fucking movie you can get outside probably next door at the Redbox. for $1.
Yo, my brother. Yo,
come on, man.
My brother, nostalgia purposes,
the fact
bro.
That
nostalgia
Redbox purposes.
What kind of niggas doing that?
Rich nostalgia niggas.
That Redbox is even still a thing blows my mind. Because my brother said the other day that he's like, I just rented NBA 2K for my nephew on Redbox. And I was like,
that's so fucked up.
You did what?
That's so fucked up.
That is definitely fucked up.
He gets like, all of one. Hey. How many days you get all the game in Redbox? One?
Two.
You get two days?
No, you get two. I think you get it now for like 5 days. But I'm just
really?
Like.
No way. It's
they charge
days.
By the day, don't they?
But I'm pretty sure you can. Rent on you can rent on Xbox Live now.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you could do that.
Yo, what's your favorite song of Urban Legend though? That's what I want
to
know.
I was just about to ask that, and with that said, we're gonna get into the other segment that we're gonna do weekly based off the This Week in Hip Hop History shit. We're gonna do a top five. So we're gonna do top five T.I. songs. What y'all niggas got? But before we get into that, man, let me just explain to y'all how crazy fucking Urban Legend was. When your motherfucking album come on and it sound like this, nigga, you just know shit about to go crazy. And in case you forgot, I'm a king. This nigga said he the king from the jungle. Hey, let niggas know.
Hey, yeah, hey, that's what LeBron did.
He let niggas know that he the king.
LeBron the king of New York.
He said he was the king of the South in 04. His first album dropped in 01.
This is giving me real nostalgia vibes. Right?
His first album dropped in 01. He already saying the king. This nigga knew from the jump he was the fucking king. So
yo,
like
then,
when that shit come on like that, and then the next song come on like this.
Oh get my god.
You know shit is just like it's on another level. Like,
I'm going back to chat right here. We might go to are you trying to go to Atlanta right now?
When shit you know shit is on another level when a nigga just come on motivated like this. He tell y'all haters to get on y'all fucking job.
It was amazing. What's the next song?
Do you wanna know this?
Do you really wanna know
Oh my god.
You cannot tell me this is not legendary.
Hey, just let you know, like, drop the next song. This is probably the best song on the track.
Wait a minute, this shit is not legendary.
Stupid nigga, you don't know me. With the holler when you speak, remember you know. You save all the hating in the pot, the nigga, you know. You were telling niggas you my partner, nigga, you know.
Let the folks know the next song.
Yeah, you got it. It's okay, I'm on.
Let the folks know the next song.
Let niggas know, man.
Let the folks know.
Oh my A$AP, god.
ASAP, baby.
These are the four. A$AP. These are the first four songs on the album.
This is the first four on the album.
First four.
In a row.
That's nuts.
Walker Valley. A$AP. 2007. A$AP. This was the warm up song.
ASAP, baby.
I remember Lil Bubba, Brandon Bennett. Made sure that this was on here. It was also LeBron, his brother LeBron. This was like his favorite song. Shout out LeBron Caslin, Bubba Bennett.
Shout out to y'all boys. This ain't even it. There's more bangers.
There's a lot of more bangers.
There's more bangers.
There's a lot of more bangers on here.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out.
Wow.
It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth.
Come on.
Yes, this is on this album.
This is nuts. So he had 4 hits in a row.
This is on this album.
This is number 13, though. This is number 13, this song.
VIP, coming live from the VIP.
And with that said, I just want to say something. If there's any nigga out there that's from chat, if when Tip said, from Mississippi to Philly.
Albuquerque to Chattown.
If you say it, it didn't make you a little, if that didn't make you a little warm in your soul, you're a fucking liar. I just want to say that.
I'm
right
not
now.
Even from Chad. I'm from Cleveland.
But you're from Chad when that song come on, baby.
But I am from Chattanooga when he says Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque
it's
to
the
Chattown,
baby. 4-2-3 all the way. Let's go.
It's still 4-2-3.
And I want to play one more song off this album, just a little shortcut. I think it's really slept on, man. This joint right here, man, with my nigga P, my nigga Pharrell. This shit right here, this beat so fucking cool.
Oh, wow.
I might not be like back in the day, I might not be up to par to this. But now because the part,
this was that mature music.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? When we were listening to Urban Legend, back when we were kids, we didn't catch this gem until you went back and listened to Urban Legend as an older person, and you were like,
this song so funky.
But I'm always like, just listen to this fucking.
Yeah, for sure. Turn this up a little bit.
Yeah, feel good laying here beside you. Digging deep all nine up beside you. But we can kick it out in public, gotta hide you. Cause all my partners in the hood done tried you. It's true that you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Well, listen, shout it, baby, I don't want a housewife. They say that you a freak, I'm thinking that they bout right. Because that piss is so good and your mouth tight. A pretty face, slim waist, and a stout nice. Juicy ass that them niggas in the South like. She's super sexy, got a nigga thinking about a wife. Wearing all white, being with her for life.
She's a freak, yeah.
Hey, shout out to y'all. Shout out to for real, by the way, too.
Yeah, that's fire.
Yo.
Yo, he,
shout out to P, man.
Wow, man. That just that brought back the memory.
Yeah, so this
man.
Is definitely a classic motherfucking album, man. I don't care what nobody say. Don't argue with me. We can get them up if niggas want to do that. This is the fucking classic album.
Yeah,
nigga.
That is a classic.
That's all I got to say. So with that said, man, y'all niggas got a list, man. Top five T.I. songs.
Number five, I'm gonna go About the Money. I know it's in 2014 track, and I'm one of those people that are really big on like not giving too much credit to the past.
Right, right.
Because you got to make room for things to be better. Okay.
Right.
And
I ain't mad at that.
All About the Money. I thought, you know, I love that song. Young Thug was the perfect compliment on there. That was a good track. That was a good track. I'm gonna put that at number five.
Okay.
I just thought it also showed T.I. growing as an artist, like as an older person, and still able to put out a song that was,
what year was this?
Mainstream popular. 2014, I'm not mistaken.
I think so. 14, 15, right?
2014. I thought About the Money was right, amazing.
What you got it for?
At number four, I'm gonna go with Rubber Band Man.
Ooh,
I'm gonna go with Rubber
who
Band.
I mean.
Rubber Band Man, and I remember the music video when he was playing on the piano and he was talking.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
That's in my top five. I'm gonna say that right now.
Mm-hmm. That's in your top five?
Yes,
yeah, I had to. And in 24s, I'm gonna go with that. And the reason why I'm gonna go with 24s is that just has meaning for me. Is like that's what we used to listen to before we came out in football games. Just the beat would just get me live. Number two, and what's crazy is I got a lot of mainstream songs on my list. Number two, I'm gonna go with Whatever You Like. I really like.
You can have Whatever You Like.
Whatever You Like.
Great song.
I really like that song.
What's number one?
Yeah.
What's your number one?
My number one.
It better be what I think it is.
I'm curious.
It better be what I think it is.
You know what? I think I'm going to save my number one for it. I'm going to let all of you guys.
Okay. That's fair.
John, it's on your top four, and then I'll save my number one.
Okay. Number five, I got Rubber Band Man. Shout out to that. That's like one of the first ones I ever heard of T.I. At number four, I have Bring 'Em Out.
Okay. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque to Chattown.
Got to have him on there for nostalgia purpose. At number three, I have Live in the Sky.
Jamie Foxx?
Yes, him and Jamie. That was like 2006, I want to say. That was a slap on me. Got it at number three. At number two, I'm going with Motivation, actually.
Motivation?
Because that was like, I'm going to tell you a thing about Urban Legend, Tebo. So I used to skip number, I used to like play the first 10 seconds of number one and skip right to number two. I never finished number one.
That's crazy.
I'm not gonna lie up here and tell you, but Motivation was definitely like.
So you said Motivation was number two.
Number two. Right, I keep my number one.
All right, so I'm gonna, keep number one. Number five for me. I'm gonna have to start with, man. It's so hard for me, man. T.I. was my favorite rapper for a long fucking time. Number five for me will probably have to be Rubber Band Man as well.
Got to throw it up there.
Nostalgia, man. It's every time I hear that song, it takes me back to a time, man, for sure. Number four. We'll probably have to be fuck. Let's do ASAP. ASAP will probably
at number
be,
four.
ASAP will probably be number four for me, man.
Interesting.
Also for nostalgia purposes, ASAP. Number three for me would have to be Stand Up, man, off Urban Legend, the joint with Lil Wayne, Trick Daddy, and Lil Jon.
Oh, I remember that song. Yeah.
Yo, for some reason,
Wayne ripped that.
I was too young to be listening to that shit.
Wayne really ripped that.
I was too young to be listening to that shit, but Wayne went crazy.
Wayne went stupid.
Went crazy on that joint. So yeah, that's definitely going to be number three for me. Number two, like This whole list, I'm speaking for nostalgia purposes.
Let me just put it like that. Let's go.
Let me just put it like that.
Me too, by the way. It was all personal preference, not like.
Number two is Big Shit Popping.
Big Things Popping.
Big Shit. Drop a bomb on that.
Big Shit.
Drop a bomb on that.
Big Shit Popping. Yeah. Real Shit Stopping, nigga. Drop a bomb on that. Big Shit Popping. Real Shit Stopping was definitely a fucking man.
So we're going number one.
I'm gonna start with you. For
you know, I'm gonna pass you my phone, and I want to know, and I want you to play this. Don't say anything to Germ. I want you to play the song, and I know you got it. This is my number one T.I. song. Like, this is a, like, it's not even a banger. It's just a feel good. Like, this is actually, this is one of, this is in my top 10 of all time.
Wow. Wow.
Top 10 all time.
This
top,
is one of, this is in Tebow, my
you top, agree? Top 10 all
big
time.
Big talk.
This is in my top 10 of all time.
What song is this? I want to know.
It's up there big with talk. It's up there with Here I Am from Rick Ross and Avery Storm, which that is actually
I got a feeling I got a feeling I know what this song is. Can I like guess real quick?
You want to guess? No, I actually want you to play it.
I feel like I know what it is.
I want you to play it.
You
want to
guess? I want to let Jeremy guess.
You going to let me guess? Is it Live Your Life?
No, okay. No.
That's hey, actually Live Your Life is
not
a
bad guess. A great That's song, not a way. Bad guess. That's not a bad guess, but it's actually not Live Your Life. Okay. Tebow knows what song it is. He's gonna crank it up for
I'm
us.
I'm about to spin it for you, but I'm a comment on it right quick before. I'm a little mad it's not on my list.
Oh,
you're mad it's not on your
I'm
list.
I'm a little mad that I let this one slip through the crack.
Really?
And it did not get on my list.
Okay, I'm very curious of what this is.
All right. I'm about to
Oh, I know what it is. I definitely know what
man,
it is.
Play that track.
Play this track. I already know what it is. Let's go. What's Tebow said? He said, I know what it's on. I know
say?
The vibe.
What are you saying? I'm about to spin it for you.
I know the vibe.
All right, man.
Let's get away. I was right. I knew this is a what Tebow said? I knew it. Hey,
I'm pissed.
Drake, yo. You're right. This definitely hey. Hey, me too as well. Man. Me and Tebow have the same.
This is a banger, man. Yeah. When I heard this song.
Wow, I forgot. Wow, man. I forget this was trap music 2003.
Yo, when I heard this song, I lost my mind.
Bet they be like, yo, we tired of the
trap music with a Z.
I'm pissed.
This is definitely a motherfucking banger. Shout out to the side of the
crowd. Yeah, this is a hit, man. Straight up.
I was like,
they black friends translating, got them all ass naked, ass chasing, and relations with a minute.
Hey, Tevin is really mad at me right now because he didn't put this song on his list. This is my favorite T.I. song of all time. There's a lot of memories. First time I ever heard this song.
Okay, that might be number one. I forgot about that song. So just because, like,
I got a different one though. I mean, what you got, Jer?
Well, I forgot about this song. That probably would have been number one, but since it wasn't number one, I'm just gonna. It was ASAP. We already heard it, so we can go to yours.
ASAP number one?
Yeah, ASAP number one for
yeah.
me. Cause I played that CD until like the CD like.
This is what I got. This is
hey, do y'all remember where like the cover of the artwork on the CD when you played it too much on your CD player?
Yeah,
the cover used to like scratch up. Yeah, that was like this on that one.
I got my number one. It's probably his biggest hit. One of them.
And I bought the single.
Nostalgia purposes, like I said. I had to give like a more deep dive at another time. But yeah, this is mine.
Hey,
Yeah, man, I'm fucking fire. Pissed that Dre put one at the cut on
once
me.
Once Dre, let's get away. It ruined everything.
You
up
know,
here
it's crazy me. Because I was thinking, I was like, "Fuck, he has one with Jazzy Faye." I'm forgetting. I was like, "Yeah, one with Jazzy Faye." What the fuck is the name of the song? And I couldn't remember it. But yeah, he put one at the cut on me. Okay, so he got the one up on me. But yeah, man, before we get up out of here, man, I'm gonna leave y'all with one more song, man. Just want to say, man, whoever listening to this, man, I appreciate y'all tuning in to the first episode
yes,
of the Wax
man.
Room, man.
Yeah. Facts. Yo, man, Tevo, thank you for having us as guests on this podcast.
Thank you, bro.
Really appreciate
no
it.
No problem, bro.
Do y'all mind if I give a plug real quick?
Oh, I would be mad if you didn't.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and give you a plug. I am Dre Westfield, the founder of Halsey Park. I'm here with one of my co-founders, Jeremy Jackson. I also have another co-founder, Soccer Steve, out in Atlanta.
Soccer Steve, baby.
HalseyPark.com. We are a blog. We are a vintage clothing website. We specialize in the best, in the classics. Old school throwback jackets, athletic gear, sportswear, sweatshirts, originals, Tommy sweatshirts.
But we're really here for the
everything.
Culture.
You can find us at www.halseypark.com. Halsey with two Y's, Park with two K's. Halseypark.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We also have a Facebook page. And we're just happy to be a part of this. This is really big stuff that's going to be going down. So when you get a chance, check out HalseyPark.com.
Yeah, man. Check fucking Halsey Park out, man. For sure, man.
Halsey boys, what's up? Rob, JR. Y'all already know what it is.
Shout out to my man Dom, too, man. He helped me promo this shit, man. I couldn't get off here without shouting out to him.
Yeah. DJ Mike Nash. Big shout out to him.
Hey, we're going to have DJ Mike Nash on the next episode.
We
got to
have DJ Mike Nash come in.
DJ Mike Nasty.
High DJ from Atlanta moved to New York and is really like making waves right now.
Might have to do a little
spin
for y'all, yeah. But yeah, like I said, DJ Mike Nasty coming soon. Top 20 projects coming soon. Stay tuned, man. We're going to be here every week, man. So get used to this shit, man. I'm going to leave y'all with one of my favorite songs of all time, man. Like I said, man, I appreciate y'all turning in, coming in.
Love you, Mom.
Listening to the Wax Room episode 1, man. Let's get it, bro.
Sean Khalifa, man. Paper plane gang. I'm a one young. Hey, shout out to my brother Spitter, man. I just wanted to say that. Yeah. And your bitch can see this shit from across the street, nigga. Pimpin' over here. Macaroni. Pushing oranges, nigga. What up, Chevy? What up, Chevy? Germ, I see. Cardo on the beat. I don't love them, I don't chase them, I duck them. Smoke something, go to a new state soon as I fuck them. Niggas be pressed for pussy, ain't nothing. Instead of worrying about who that bitch fucking, why don't you get you some money? 9 times out of 10, she see me stunting. Game running, wanna know my hotel and who phone the ring when she coming. I keep it 100. Get love from the hoes, but it's money over bitches, nothing above it. Like the weed, loud like my engine when I speed up. Bitches holding they weed, rolling trees with they pretty feet up. Them suckers often imitate, but they can't beat us. So super high, look in the sky when you won't see me, bruh. Cut my speakers up, drowning out what the critics say. Just continue to smoke and remain G as fuck. G as fuck. Polo socks match my polo hat. She leave once, it's a known fact. And she ain't coming back. Now Taylor gang
that. That shit changed. Put the amount of horses in my motor when I switch lanes. And I beat them blind up with the diamonds in my big chain. Heavy in the game, lil' homie, I'm doing big things. Big things, big things. And them bitches, they mesmerize, they recognize. I keep it so G, I keep it so G. Get you some money fucking with me. Yeah.
I don't love them, I don't chase them, I duck them.
A few bitches on my line, cool. Yeah, I'm about to act a damn fool. Couple zannies in my system, got a couple girls kissing. Keep winning, I can't lose. A few bitches on my line, cool. Yeah, I'm about to act a damn fool. Heart beating fast, how long will this last? Yeah, welcome to the Wax Room.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.